Okay, welcome everybody. Thank you so much for being here for our next session in this series of Sensual Touch. We are working with transforming anger into movement and momentum. And I don't think we've had a chance to dance it out for a while. So I invite you to take a moment to just sit and see if you would like to dance it out, either sitting or standing, or perhaps you're going to lay right where you are. Because you have a little company lying on top of you, a furry friend. So you honor that for yourselves. And as you're doing that, I'll invite you just to check in with how your body mind would like to move. And then I have the same artist as last week, Mamuse. Kind of fallen in love with them a little. And this is a song called I Am Wild, I Am Wild. And the album is Prayers for Freedom. It's 90 seconds, so not long in case that was part of your decision-making process. So I'll invite you to just see how your body would like to move.
My feet are wild, my legs are wild, my teeth are wild, my breath is wild. I am wild, I am wild, river I flow, I go, you dare me up, I change my course. I rush, I ripple, I trickle, I tickle. I am wild. I am always free. I am wild. I am always free. I am wild. My dreams are wild. My spirit is wild. My story is wild. My path is wild. My mother is wild. My father is wild. I am wild. I am always free. I am wild. I am always free. I am wild. I run, I leap, I stretch, I creep, I nuzzle, I nestle, I wrestle, I freak, I pulse, I bite, I lick, I growl. I am wild. I am always free. I am wild. I am always free. I am wild. My home is here. I'm free. I roam. I dare. I share my own. I live my heart and I love my bones. I am wild. I am always free. I am wild. I am always free. I am wild. My home is here. I'm free. I roam. I dare. I dance. I share my own. I live my heart. And I love my bones. I am wild.
Whew, thanks for the dance, y'all. And as I settle in here, if there's anything that you'd like to address for today's session that you haven't already mentioned, feel free to type it on into the chat feature. Okay, thank you. So I'm seeing a few of you typed it on in already. Excuse me. And as we settle in here together now, invitation to connect to that breath. And as you connect to this breath today, just taking a moment to notice perhaps how the body mind feels called to breathe. Allowing the breath. If you were moving and grooving, it might be a little faster, and that's cool too. Whatever the breath is doing for you now, note that every inhale is an opportunity to receive, to call in, to begin again, to begin anew. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. Drinking in its supports. And if any part of this cushion or support feels like it's pleasant or even neutral, take a moment to invite the savoring energy to be here as well. Connecting to nourishments. And as you drink this all in, noticing the impact of this for you today. Just like that, you're doing great. Thank you. Thank you for your presence to yourselves, and thank you for being here. Thank you for being together and alive and here in all the ways that we are. And thank you to all that have supported this opportunity. Thank you to all of those that have come before us. Families, ancestors, these lineages that gave rise to this very moment of presence together, this connection time. A lot of factors played into that. So how cool is that, that we get to all be here together in this way today for all that have come before all of you. And thank you, the deepest of thank yous to this land and those that have stewarded it for us to nourish us, to nourish our existence, and to come alive in life. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Om Shanti. And as we settle on in, I'll invite you to scan your body mind, looking for any particular area that also feels pleasant or perhaps neutral. And that might be a physical area of the body, or it could be in a memory, a time in which you perhaps felt most like you. Or perhaps there's an interesting sensation that you're pleasantly aware of in your body. Whatever that may be, this is your opportunity to connect to that. And when you've landed on it, taking this moment to really savor this nourishment as well. And as you drink this all in and noticing the impact of that, feel free to savor the impact, if it feels pleasant or neutral to do so. Yeah. And as you're taking this all in, remembering to breathe. And allowing the body-mind to receive this all through every breath. Breath by breath, receiving nourishment and all that nurtures you. If there's anything else that's alive in your body, mind, that you'd like to mention for the session, feel free to let me know that too. And as we step into the session, we're actually starting off with lymphatic circulation through the 12th house energy in astrology. So they think everything goes through those 12 houses. The 12th house is very much about peeling back the layers of who it is we are not. And the lymph is kind of a perfect thing to have here, because your lymph cleans out those toxins, the gunk, the waste, low self-esteem, overthinking and overanalyzing alike. And it's being defined by the consciousness of cleaning house, as you run lymphatic circulation through 12th house energy. Perhaps noticing if there's anything else inside of you that you're ready to clean house with. I'm laughing a little extra because I've always made the joke often enough when I teach about anger, that the best time to clean your house is when you're pissed off, right? All right. So as we work with today's session theme, I'm getting thumbs up, okay. As we work with today's session's theme, cleaning house, just noticing that anger is actually really supportive to do just that. Anger is meant to create movement, momentum, and that also pertains to cleaning this house of you. Yeah. And as we work with cleaning house and just taking perhaps another couple breaths to feel into what that might be like for you, we're going to run a cellular repair, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health for the liver, the specialized cells of the liver, fancy name Cooper cells. As we support this organ, which naturally detoxes and uses anger, it also works with bringing us into a sense of organization or structure in a way. So we don't often give anger the credit of giving rise to newness, to new structure. But perhaps there's something in this house that as you're cleaning out might get a little new structure. Maybe there's a little new systemization or new process that comes alive for you. And we're linking that specifically into house number 10. And house number 10 works with career, achievement, recognition, and outward self-expression. Yeah, so this structure perhaps pertaining to career, achievements, recognitions, or how it is you structure your expression outwardly to others. And as we work with that, circulating nerve supply to, from, and within the organ of that liver again. And as we work with enhancing nerve supply, it's very specifically working with serotonin, so that as we're working with this, it can actually lead to the happy feelings that serotonin brings alive. And in my experience, when serotonin levels are high, it actually affords the digestive system the capacity to release a little bit easier. So there can be even more movement and detoxification through other pathways here. And as we support this energy of detoxification, we want to think of it that way, sinking right into body chemistry, where we're detoxifying the nervous system as a whole, but in particular starting with the nerves that innervate that liver in all directions to and fro, and then going into, after that in particular, the sympathetic nervous system. And as we clean house, might be the catchphrase for this session, in this way. Also working now with the parasympathetic nervous system in all of its branches. So sympathetic, that we were working with just a moment ago, helps to deal with those activated states of stress when we often default to fight or flight or even freeze. And then the parasympathetic has two branches. Ventral vagal is when we're happy, calm, connected, curious with our world. And then there's the dorsal branch, which often this dorsal vagal portion, when we're in this region of our nervous system, it can lead to feeling apathetic, shut down, hypoarousal, or understimulation in a way. And with this can go the people-pleasing or the fawning responses. So as we work with this nervous system now, and the serotonin and detoxification with body chemistry alike through all the levels of the nervous system, we're then linking all those branches of the nervous system together. So that way the parts where it gets too activated or not enough activation can actually begin to connect in a different way to that part of the nervous system that keeps us in that happy place of the window of tolerance, is the fancy name, according to polyvagal theory. And that window of tolerance, places where we're calm, we're curious, we're interested in engaging in our world, we feel connected and whole, and there's flow. There can be flow energy here. And here specifically, we can also cultivate the spaciousness of grace, of ease. And as we bring that portion of the nervous system in particular to the forefront, we're actually linking it directly now into the prefrontal cortex, or center of wisdom, of compassion, of empathy. Yeah, without the correct nerve innervation to any area of the body, it can be a struggle for that area of your brain, your nervous system, to come alive in that way. As we clean this out here, we're also releasing anger in the form of those times in which you defaulted to the fawning or the people-pleasing in order to gain acceptance, as well as in order to overcome a sense of feeling like you were the victim. So in a way, it gave rise to a false sense of control. And in a way, the victim was essentially looking for a level of empowerment that just can't really come from people-pleasing. But it gave a false sense of that as well, a false empowerment here. There's actually quite a bit here, and as we work with this, we're going to run a defrag just to break it up a little bit and circulate neutrons through to this prefrontal cortex. And then we're aligning it with the stomach and the gut brain. And it's almost as if the two, the prefrontal cortex and the stomach, if you can imagine them here, are like this. They're turned in on each other. And we're just going to unwind them in that way specifically, turning them more outwardly. And as it opens up in that way, it's releasing any of the traumas that go behind the label of containment, or the types of traumas where we go, nobody else can know about this, I have to shut down about this, I'm just gonna like stuff it deep inside of myself. So things that have been overly contained. And as that just begins to unwind through this axis, if you want to think of it that way, between the gut brain and the prefrontal cortex, also giving rise to another release of anger from now the gut brain. And here's where it looks like that bulk of the victim stuff is coming from. And it's also, unfortunately, acting like a bit of a haze or a fog over the healthy role of the gut brain. You know, when you have that little voice, not even intuition, but that's just like that knowing, that gut instinct knowing, more so than an inner voice, it's working to reinstate that and help it to be easily heard. We're actually linking it to the sense of hearing, and then to the sense of sight, and then to the sense of touch, so it could be heard, seen, and felt alike. Yeah, and in this gut brain, as we do a pretty big emotional release of anger here, there's martyr energy as well. It's got the energy of like, why hast thou forsaken me? And how dare could this have happened to me? And it's tying in a little bit to almost that feeling of like being taken advantage of or used that I believe we touched it on last week, if memory serves. And as we sort of like nudge up to that flare of feeling used or taken advantage of, within that there's embarrassment and shame that we're going to simultaneously release. Okay, so as this unwinds through head brain and gut brain alike, it's now linking into the heart brain, and we're doing one more release of anger from this part of your nervous system. And the heart energy gives rise to touch, whether we touch with our hands or touch with our tongue, our words, our expression. The tip of the tongue correlates to the heart, and the heart meridian energy as it expresses through our words or through kissing. This is why your animals love to kiss you in part. In part, they love to share their hearts with you. Yeah. So as we work within the heart brain and doing this release of anger, it's linking into eighth house energy. So it's got the house of death, rebirth, regeneration as a result of that, but usually through the energy of hard knocks, or challenges, difficulties, stressful things happening. And as we release that through eighth house eyes or lens, this anger of having to start again or having to go through this whole death rebirth process is what it seems to be relating to as a theme. It's like, oh, again, I'm doing this again. Didn't I already do this? Didn't we already see this? Haven't I already addressed this? Haven't I already integrated this? Ugh, again, you get the idea, that type of anger. So it's more on the frustration, but fairly intense frustration. And as that releases from here, from this heart region, it's also coming off of the liver meridian branches as it traverses through the chest. The liver meridian loves to protect the chest. And as it comes off of the heart, it'll as well release from that region of the heart meridian, or pardon me, the liver meridian. I almost see the liver meridian acting as like a little bit of a shield, a protective shield. But once we release it from the heart, the liver meridian no longer needs to protect in that same way. And it also begins to set the stage, the pattern that the world doesn't have to be related to or seen through or touched through this lens of this type of anger. Yeah, and as we work with all of that simultaneously, running hydration through all those areas of anger, through all three brains, and then out to the nervous system, hydration helping to take up the water, the joy, and releasing any impurities that no longer need to be here. And then almost like a full circle moment, and slinking all the way back through to house 10, and then on all the way through to house 12. Okay, and as you work with that all, and this time in house 12, we're looking at an active memory at age 2. And it had that polarized energy that we so often experience with little ones, with toddlers, which is like, I want to do it all by myself, but it's all your fault if it goes sideways. But let me do it. Oh, it's not working. So that type of 2-year-old stubbornness, if we want to call it that. Yeah. And as we work with that pattern or this active memory that ties into that pattern and releasing it through here, working with, in particular, a fear of not being supported, but also wanting to do it all yourself, as a need or an anticipation that you won't be supported. As we anticipate the need not being supported, also releasing the fear here of no one will ever love me or care for me unless I can do this on my own. So I have to be independent in order to get love is the belief system that's tied in with this all. As we unwind that here as well, linking that once again into house 12. Here, this time, working with the endings, releasing, letting go energy that's here. The capacity to make space. And as this works through the system, inviting in clarity and compassion alike. As we do all this releasing, making space for clarity and compassion by linking into two things, clarity, skull bones, compassion, the compassion centers that hang out in the midline of either side of the chest, pretty high up. Yeah, and then we're gonna link those centers of clarity and compassion into the hearts. And I see the heart just begin to take this really big breath. Yeah, and there's some relief here. The heart doesn't like to hang on to anger or any of the other associations here. Beauty. And as we work with this all, doing one more release of anger, this time from the external lining of that heart energy that sometimes can restrict its expression out of, again, protection. And as we work with this is tying into times in which you felt jilted or abandoned, potentially at the upper end of that, by someone that you had a romantic connection to. Yeah, someone in that very intimate space. And as we do this, unwinding a few different adhesions around the pericardium, it looks like in particular on the upper left, so if I could draw like a clock face around my heart, it would be somewhere between, I'm trying to do it backwards and I might not get it right, but between like 10 and 11 o'clock, so to speak, so right at a 45 degree angle almost. And as we unwind that adhesion through here, it also needs to simultaneously unwind all the way through to the back of the tongue muscle. Back and side, pardon me, the left side in particular, that tongue muscle. And we're unhooking the belief system that your voice isn't welcome here. And as it releases from the side of the throat, working with the permissions of, I can let this go now. Linking it into the large intestine meridian to support just that. Releasing, letting go, surrendering. And then working with supporting the large intestine meridian and allowing that process to happen. And we sometimes have these belief systems that we need to like hang on to things. So we're actually running a cellular repair through to that belief system and to that internal lining of the colon. And then running one more round of hydration through that large intestine colon area. And there's some fragments in the Wei Qi here. So the Wei Qi, as you may have heard me say, is that external lining. So what's it doing here? Well, this external lining is actually continuous with everything that connects to the external environment, including your mouth, all the way down through to the anus. Also includes our ear openings and the vaginal canal opening and our nostrils. So wherever that Wei Qi can get in, it does. And wherever it's connected to the external world, there it is. So we actually need to clean up, almost like a scar gets created in the Wei Qi. And as we release that through the internal, seeming internal, but external, through that colon, releasing the energy of disgust, as well as those times, again, where we don't want to let go, we want to hang on, we want to cling. And sometimes we actually call that anal retention, anal retentiveness. So as we work to support the release across all of those levels, linking it into now the sense of touch again. And it's got this belief system of, you can't touch this. You can't touch me. I'm untouchable. Yeah, and if we were anal retentive, we want to think of it through that lens, in that way, to that sensibility of, you can't touch me. Yeah, it just makes for even more two-year-old stubbornness type of energy, almost like digging in our heels a little, or a lot, perhaps. All right, so as we release out of that as well, we're actually going to run a Sidri on this colon and the sense of touch simultaneously. Who would have thought there was a connection between the colon and the sense of touch? And here it is. And as we work with the Sidri, it's actually supporting the capacity for the colon as well to register touch in this process of elimination. So that way, releasing, letting go could actually be an experience that's touching in a heartfelt way. What if you didn't have to fear letting go or anything that goes within that category? What if letting go got to be a pleasant, enjoyable experience? Back to the Sidri in a moment. We're actually bringing in a resource here of when you were little and it was this sensual experience to have a bowel movement. It's like the best thing ever to like, you know, feel that fecal matter moving through. And as we work with the sensuality piece here of letting go and inviting that in, connecting to the yin energy of the colon. And on that note of the sea tree here, sort of chug some water. To support this all, working with that sea tree, which stands for C, circulation of all the healing resources, blood that carries our passion, nerves our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all those little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, that lower anxiety, depression, that support our nervous and our immune system alike in healing, as well as the rest of our body, really, for that matter. Also circulating the balance between yin and yang, feminine and masculine, as well as working with hydration again, supporting again that taking in a water of joy, releasing any impurities that just don't need to be here anymore. Then the D for the defrag, much like a computer defrag, cleaning out all the clutter that no longer needs to be here. And then what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. All of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of opening, and rock and hard place type of place, and opening up to other possibilities that just may have seemed like there was none before. Integration, introspection, shift that underlying consciousness, perhaps thinking of that as the release, the surrender, the letting go, the allowing. Yeah, and as we work with the sea tree, it's gonna continue, actually almost right up until we meet again for the next 6 days. And to support the integration of that sea tree, working with diaphragm to intestines. And that'll as well stay running for the next 6 days. So diaphragm, that center of control, emotional processing, holding, moving, integrating, all the way down into that shiny new large intestine. Again, helping to support the release of all the crap that you just don't need to hang on to anymore. Okay, now as it all releases, I actually see this almost like a load taken off of the heart. So there's just a little bit more space here now that the colon's releasing a little bit easier, now that the anger is coming out of the heart. The heart's still a little not so settled. It's a little agitated. We actually need to do an emotional release of agitation, which might be some parts fear and some parts anger mixed together. And agitation might be on like the lower end of that fear-anger combo, and on the upper end, it, for some of you, may all be all the way up to rage, fury, potentially. You could also associate those words with just strict anger. However you may categorize them, either way, as it works with the spectrum, fury up to rage here. It's coming off of the mitral valve. That's that valve between the left atria and left ventricle. It helps to open and close and works with blood flowing. Many people think that the blood that flows to the heart, every time it gets contracted, it allows the blood to actually have a moment to stop and pause. Rather than the heart being a pump, the heart is a resting place. It's a pause point. It's a still point. So as this agitation and restlessness releases from here, it allows the heart to return to that natural energy of stillness. And it's all being defined by connection, the energy of connection, and flow. So how easily can we invite in the energy of flow into our connections in our lives? Our connections internally, externally, if that's a different thing, perhaps it is, perhaps it's not. And as we work with this energy of flow through connection, affording the capacity for perhaps even greater communication as we link it all the way up to now the throat chakra. And in the base of the throat chakra region, we're unhooking this belief system, this idea that you have to effort or work hard for love, rather than allowing it just to simply flow and connect to you, through you, with you, in you. And as we release that from the bottom half, I've never really thought of the chakras as having a bottom half or a top half, but for whatever reason, that's how it's showing up today. As we release it from the bottom half of the throat chakra, that's why you gotta love this job. It's always full of, you know, new sort of twists and surprises. We're linking it into another emotional release of anger, and this time it's at the thoracic inlet. And it's the anger of the unexpressed, as well as the anger of the times in which you wanted to like take those words immediately back again. The words that you wish you could have not expressed. And as that releases through this thoracic inlet diaphragm, linking it into governing vessel 14 at the base of the cervical spine, base of the neck. And it looks fairly tight and stagnant in here. This is an area where I often see women in particular store anger around issues with men, issues with the masculine, issues with the patriarchy. And as we work with this, governing vessel 14 points, releasing the anger through that diaphragm at the base of the throat, all the way out to governing vessel 14, which hangs out right around, I mentioned, the base of the neck, C7 vertebrae. It's the bigger, knobbier one. Everyone has a little bit of a bigger bump on that vertebrae. So if you press into your back of your neck, you'll feel it. Just don't press too hard. You don't need to. It'll pop out there. And as we work with it, it almost feels like there's some nausea, which is usually my clue to look into things like confusion and worry and anxiety. But it's not really any of those per se. It's working with pathological earth energy. So pathological earth elements, pathological connections within the realm of this earth is the mirror to pathological earth elements. So things where you're getting nourishment in ways that actually aren't actually all that nourishing or supportive to you, but you might think that they are. So as we work with this, it's working with those things that are actually kind of, you know, toxic, that actually aren't all that supportive. And it's done in a way that you might not even know. That might be because of your conditioning, your programming, or it might just be because it's necessary for it to be in the realm of the subconscious, unconscious for your personal evolution. Whichever way, or perhaps another reason altogether, as we release this anger, I'll actually invite you to take your hands to that area of the back of the neck, or if you prefer the front of the throat, if that's easier to get into for you, feel free to do so. And as we release this particular anger, we're going to simultaneously release it from the entire skeletal system, but that's a lot to focus on, so I'm going to do that part. You focus on the thoracic inlet diaphragm in the back of the neck. And as we tune in here, I'll invite you just to notice this anger. That might not even be entirely all yours. This might be patterns through the ancestry, through the lineage. And whichever way it may be attributed to, regardless, we're still going to clean it up here and now for you. So as you connect to it, just noticing what this anger feels like in this body mind of yours today. How does this anger feel? And if this anger had a taste, a smell, what might it taste or smell like? If this anger had a sound, a word, a noise, a message, what might that be? Yeah. And know that you're welcome to express that as we're working. And if you didn't have a sound, I invite you to use woo, ah, om. You can do it out loud in your house, or you can do it inside if that feels a little bit easier if there's, you know, a bunch of people around or something. And last but definitely not least, let's just check this out visually. Does this anger have perhaps a color? Perhaps a texture? What does this anger look like? And when you've got a sense of whatever that is that you've observed, I invite you to make it even more intense or seemingly real and breathe right into it all. And as you breathe with this all, inviting your attention to notice how much is here. Is this like roughly the amount of a golf ball or smaller? An orange, a grapefruit, a cantaloupe, volleyball, beach ball, bigger. And regardless of the shape, it might not be circular, spherical, or its size, I invite you to breathe right into the edges of all that's here for you. And invite with every breath this energy to release and loosen right into your hands as you notice the very edge of it. And as you release this, letting your hands just naturally move and groove, maybe doing a couple passes if need be, for those of you that like the countdown, in 3, 2, 1. And as you release this, I'm also releasing it from the bones, from the part of your immune system in particular called the B cells that are produced in the bones. And as that releases through the bones, and this thoracic inlet diaphragm alike, if any part of that feels void or empty or hollow in some way that's not pleasant, I invite you to breathe in lights. And as you breathe in lights, inviting in any color, perhaps it's silver, gold, white, perhaps it's not a color, perhaps it's moonlight, sunlight, starlight. And as you get present to this lightness, this light energy lighting you up, connecting it to, for those of you who are working with it, linking it right on into that internal light, that internal spark, the light that you are onto yourself, with your energy, your awareness, your observation. Yeah. And then linking that all now into the skull bones, the cranial bones, for again, clarity. And as we do it this time, expanding the sides of the head, the temporal bone region, outward, as well as the region where the sphenoid becomes external, helping it to, it's almost like it's like stuck in a little bit too much. We're just gonna lift it on out. And as you work with this clarity, it's also bringing in the energy of levity, of lightness. Yeah. And as we're here, take a moment to breathe into all of this. The cranial bones, to clarity. Yeah. And as this is all unwinding, releasing a little overwhelm from the occipital bone here in the back of the skull, just above the skull bumpies. Well, skull bumpies are a part of it as well. And these skull bumpies, they play a massive role in nervous system regulation. In short, in being present, if we ever find ourselves with a tendency to be disassociative or distracted or checked out for any particular reason, whatever it may be, it can be because of the alignment of this region of the body. And I know we've done this before. If you could place a hand or even two, just imagine that you can like press the back of your skull into the whatever's behind it, if that's your hands or a pillow or anything like that. Feel free to imagine that you can put just a little extra pressure or weight that way. And as that pressure happens, perhaps noticing the slightly higher up, the back of the skull, and allowing that to press back as well. And as this whole sort of back portion of the skull evenly presses back through all four corners, if you want to think of it that way, you're actually pressing into the corners of acceptance and helping to stabilize the nervous system alike. So this area does a lot. This is a massive energy center for us. And as that releases through here, some of that knowledge is not from body talk, it's actually from breath work. And there's also even a little, perhaps even backward movement of the chin that's now available, which might set the stage for the capacity for the jaws to unwind, the TMJ joint, to release a little tension here. Just like our shoulders and our neck carry tension, a lot of that actually comes from the TMJ region, the back of the jaw region. And through this jaw, TMJ joint region, doing another release of anger, the things that you have touched into you in your awareness that have just really like boiled your bacon. I don't know where that expression came from. I might be channeling my grandma. The things that have boiled your bacon. I really like bacon a lot. And as that type of anger here was boiling over in this way, also the things that simultaneously, even though it was agitating you, it was the stuff that you didn't feel like you could express, that you had to hold your tongue. So we're revisiting that theme that we touched on earlier from a different angle now. And as we release it from the back of the jaw joints, we're also giving that tongue permission to move about, to wag even. I'm laughing at my own metaphorical jokes. Wagging tongues is not always considered in a loving way. But in this example, or this moment, in this circumstance, we're actually inviting the energy of it to be able to loosen up and go side to side, up and down, freely, as a mirror of the looseness of your connective tissue throughout your entire fascial system. If there's tension in the tongue, I almost immediately see it go up to the jaws and then eventually to elsewhere in the body. And as we release the anger here, we're also unhooking any old patterns of having to hold your tongue if you know it's good for you. Anybody else have parents who said that? Maybe that's just a me thing. Hold your tongue if you know it's good for you. And along with that, I might be just channeling my parents now. You're cruising for a bruising type of energy. I think we've touched on that. It's been a while though. The last few months perhaps. And as that releases through here, imagining if you happen to be channeling your parents or you heard your parents' voices in any of that, then you can literally take those voices and hand them right on back to mom and dad, and they can sort it out however they so wish on their end. And as we hand those voices back, stepping into authentic expression for you. And as you work with that authentic expression, linking it into your ears, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, all five senses, all six senses. As you work with authentic expression, linking into authentic sensuality. How good can this feel? And again, it's defined by the energy of cleaning house, cleaning house. And as you clean the house of the senses, an expression alike here, running another cellular repair, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. And this is actually going back, into the family line, not that far back, 3 generations down dad's side. It's mom's dad's mom. And that maternal great-grandmother, if I did the math on that right, is working with a whole lot of like sullenness in terms of, I can't say that. And as you release that pattern of being sullen around the unexpressed, opening up to the joy of expression, the joy of your voice, your joy of your voice getting to be yours, independently yours again. And then we're linking this new healthy expression of you to your outer world, to the seeming external world, connecting into touching all those that you express with and all those that you may invite into your life through your expression, whether that be personal or professional alike. So perhaps connecting into the folks that haven't quite been into your practice for a while, or connecting into conversations with people, families, friends that you may not have seen for a bit, or perhaps new friends, new clients, new possibilities. And then linking that all into house number 6, house of practical assessment to our health. This is like the healthy version of, I know what's good for me. Yeah, not if you have to hold your tongue if you know what's good for you type of energy. This is the other side of that coin. It's the healthiest version of, I know what's good for me. And as we work with that, I know what's good for me as a permission, releasing a little bit of fear associated with that old expression. Yeah, if you know what's good for you, you'll keep your mouth shut type of energy. And as we release that through the upper chest, on the left side, as well as into the base of the tongue yet again. Also going into the area just above the collarbone where a bunch of those neck muscles are running through and attaching around and into. And it's actually going all the way into the breath cycle that some of those neck muscles support, whether that's, you know, the primary muscles of respiration or the secondary compensatory muscles of respiration alike. Yeah, and then that's all linking into this belief system held within those muscles. I have to compensate, like I have to make up for some sort of lack or deficit. I have to make up for myself as being less than. And as you release this inferiority complex in a manner of speaking, it's also coming off of, again, the bottom half of that throat chakra. It almost looks like a spider web wrapped around it. And spider webs, if you were as small as a spider, are terrifically strong. I know we just like kind of wipe them away. But for spiders, they're terrifically powerful and strong. And a little bit sticky, you know, when you like wipe away a spider web and it just like won't get off your hand. Yeah, so we're actually gonna release that sort of stickiness by inviting in the healthy expression of wood elements, which works with expansion. We're just gonna actually expand the throat chakra. Cool. I actually see the throat chakra, if you can imagine the throat chakra as having like a tendon or a ligament or acting like a muscle, like going to the gym and getting a workout and strengthening and expanding and growing. And as it grows and expands, the spider web just naturally falls apart through the power of wood element growth and coming into, in part, what the wood element offers, a spiritual spring, a new beginning. What if this, for your expression, center gets to be a new beginning? And one of those gets to be a new beginning in how you touch others with your words, with your expression, verbal and nonverbal alike. 93% of all communication is not verbal. So when I speak about expression, it might be, you know, the actual physical wording, not wording, but the physical voice expression of your words. Or it might pertain to all those other subtle expressions. Beautiful. And then we're linking that right back into house number 12 again. Also working with the natural planetary energy that hangs out here. Neptune can bring in spontaneity and inspiration alike into, again, the center of expression for you. To find natural, inspired, spontaneous expression of you. Have you ever noticed those times in which we feel most like ourselves? Everything just seems to flow around us all. There's flow in all of our connections. It's working with that energy again. Beautiful. And as we tap this part in here, I invite you just to notice how the body mind would like to breathe. And connecting mindfully to this expression of your breath. And then we need to unwind a little bit more of victim mentality. It's coming off of, for whatever reason, the nose bone, the vomer bone, and the bridge of the nose. So here's the bridge of the nose, and this is probably the easiest place to actually point down and into the nose socket where that vomer bone hangs out. The vomer bone is the bone where in like martial arts, karate, whatever, I'm not very good with martial arts, but all those things, where they go hi-ya and they try to like jam the nose. Even in self-defense courses, it's a go-to move that they use to dismantle the vomer and the attacker that happens to be the owner of that vomer bone as they push it into this sphenoid bone above. So as we work with this bridge of the nose and this vomer bone, unhooking any bits of victim consciousness here. Any bits of, I can't do this. And running lymphatic circulation now through all things nose. And our nose connects us to our sort of primal things in life. So as we unhook the victimhood from your most primal sense and the primal region of the brain that sense operates from alike, inviting in. There's a permission statement here. I'm just getting clear on the words here. Here are the words. I receive my power. What if you didn't actually have to effort or work to claim it or reclaim it or do anything other than be open to receiving it back again to you? I receive my power. I receive my power. And then linking this reception of power into, again, that bottom half of the throat chakra. And now I finally see the throat chakra come together full circle. Bottom, top, all the sides coming together into union, into wholeness. Yeah, it was almost like the bottom half of that throat chakra was weighed down or anchored down. And now, without this present anymore, it can begin to lighten up and come together internally. And as it radiates its chakra energy, its light through you, around you, within you, much like acting like that light of consciousness, the light of awareness for all things expression, I just see that radiating now into the rest of your entire body, mind. Yeah, how clear can my expression of myself be? And as that happens, releasing any masks that are occluding, like a haze or a fog, and covering up this natural you. Anything that's ready here gets to loosen up off of that jaw joint and release right off the face. And for all of you, that'll be just a little bit different. Whatever those associated identities are that are ready to go, perhaps it's I am victim, perhaps it's I am sinner, perhaps it's whatever it may be. Yeah, releasing that through the jaw and then through the rest of the face. Invitation to breathe as we tap this all out. And just to integrate this all, we're releasing any bits of rage associated with I want to attack, or not necessarily attack, but I want to like defend myself against an attack. There we go. But I shouldn't do that. I should hold myself back and be a good girl type of energy. That's coming off of both shoulders. And if we think of the shoulders and the arms connecting into the energy of like wanting to throw a punch, so to speak, to defend ourselves, although probably most of us aren't necessarily doing that on a regular basis these days, like we might have way back many generations ago in a very different time and way of being. And that patterning is still very much present through all the generations that have come before you and all their defenses and all their wanting to have that move through you. And any bits of like having to hold that back and the restriction of that creating stagnation and blockages throughout the shoulders, the leg, and in turn limiting this expression of your heart and its radiance front and back body. So as we work with this energy, invitation to again breathe mindfully, noticing the body and how it feels called to breathe in this moment today. And as it releases, I just hear it also releasing the belief system of I don't have to lower myself to those standards. I don't have to lower myself to those standards. You might hear the judgment in that voice. And as you release that belief system and its associated judgment, I see the heart becoming a little bit more radiant, breath by breath, allowing this expression to shine, much like the throat chakra did. And radiate all the way through this entire body mind of yours. And how does that stifled energy comes off of the shoulders? If it feels right, give them a little wiggle woggle. Feel free to move them around. As we bring this session to a nice soft landing, if it feels right, connecting into that energy where you began, your resource that you found inside of you. I picked 4 different poems to potentially share with you today. And now I have the challenge of which one to share with you. And of all the ones that's here, the one that is calling is this one. This poem comes from John O'Donohue. I read to you guys before from this one. It's called To Bless the Space Between Us. It's a book of blessings. And this is a blessing for equilibrium. So perhaps taking a moment to touch in on any part of your body again that feels good for you, or perhaps any relief that you may have experienced thus far. And as your awareness is here, taking in John O'Donohue's words, his blessing. For equilibrium, like the joy of the sea coming home to shore, may the relief of laughter rinse through your soul. As the wind loves to call things to dance, may your gravity be lightened by grace. Like the dignity of moonlight restoring the earth, may your thoughts incline with reverence and respect. As water takes whatever shape it is in, so free may you be about who you become. As silence smiles on the other side of what's said, may your sense of irony bring perspective. And as time remains free of all that it frames, may your mind stay clear of all it names. May your prayer of listening deepen enough to hear in the depths the laughter of God. Pick your own word for God. That's John O'Donohue's. Creator, Spirit, Source, whatever it may be. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Thank you all. And thank you for calling this medicine in, this work in. It's always such a gift and a blessing and a pleasure all alike to share it with you all in this way. And I look forward to, I was going to say next week I would introduce you to the new host, but we have one more week running this house, and then I move literally the day after our session next week. So you might see a very tired Allison next week, but I'll get some resourcing in, don't you worry. So I look forward to connecting with you all, and mwah, mwah, mwah. Till then, all the love.